Good morning and welcome to day two of the 25th annual course. If it's as good as yesterday, I'm looking forward to it. It is my pleasure this morning to introduce our morning speakers. I'm Ann Morrison, I'm the secretary for the association, if anybody's wondering why I'm up here. But it is a privilege to come to these associations and get to introduce speakers such as we have this morning. Our first speaker is Professor Ilya Dementyev. He is the Vice Rector of Education at St. Petersburg University, and he is enjoying a brilliant academic career, the details of which are in your program. He will be speaking about the Bologna process, which explains and delineates the reforms to the state education standards initiated by this process. Secondly, our speaker is Professor Kasputin, Dean of the Law Faculty of the Russian University of People's Friendship in Moscow. He is a distinguished scholar and author of seminal legal treatises on European law, international law, and the law of education in Russia. Please join me in welcoming our speakers this morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you, Anne. Thank you very much. First of all, I'd like to express my pleasure. It's a great honor to be here, and it's a privilege to discuss with you some important problem of Russian high education. On September in 2003 in Berlin, at meeting of European Minister of Education, Russian Federation signed the declaration for formation of European high education area. Thereby, by mutual consent, our country has joined the Bologna process as an equal participant. Therefore, now it's pertinently to reflect and make the decisions considering this important circumstance. Integration of Russian system of higher professional education into the world higher education area, preserving and developing of achievements and traditions of the Russian higher school is one of the principles of the state policy fixed by Russian law. But while the world system of higher education area, in my opinion, does not exist, there is no even a general representation what should it be. In many countries of the world, any education obtained after the school, if it's not only the narrow professional skills, refers to the higher education. Tradition of the Russian higher school is the aiming not only at a profession based on fundamental knowledge, but also at the general development. This fundamentality provides the general education regarding general competences. In other words, the Russian higher education is not only professional education, but also the general development of a person. Development obtained in many respects, if not basically, through a profession, through a certain professional experience, which can be applied then in many other situations, including the development of other professions, social roles, or any other if it's required. The tradition of this general development of a person through mastering by a profession, as well as many other traditions, simply, let me guess, lives in our higher education school, especially having long and nice history as a spirit of alma mater, which felt by our graduates during many years through their life. Apparently, participation of our high schools in international integration processes allows us to understand better our traditions, our achievements, to enrich other and to be enriched due to thoughtful development of comprehensible experience of other countries. As it was already mentioned, there is, in my opinion, no world higher education area, but there is more or less organized local, regional integration processes dictated, first of all, of course, by economy. As a technological aspect, the development of innovative technology is the most important one. Earlier, in the educational communities, new technologies, as a rule, were not perceived positively because they could bear threat to the existence of generality. Mechanism of coordinated decisions formed now in the whole chain from research through design and training of the personnel through manufacture and support during the whole life cycle of high technology product make in many respects new demands to education, especially for experts. Bologna process, named on the city in which the Bologna Declaration has been signed, is only one of such regional integration processes. Before and after signing this declaration by ministers of education, process of integration of higher school in the Europe went simultaneously at several levels, from which the core is level of concrete higher school, concrete universities. Considering interests of education, considered inertness of education system, the years which have been lost from the moment of signing the Bologna Declaration are absolutely small period. Nevertheless, in respect to the main object of the declaration, I mean formation by 2010 of the European higher education area, this period could be considered as significant. At the present moment, it's possible to note some interesting features of dynamics of Bologna process. I mean diversification of purposes, I mean concrete definition of initially described objects, and I mean change in priorities of the purposes. Originally, six purposes of Bologna process have been put. First, two-level system with the first cycle not less than 3 years. Second, intelligibility of system of higher education by means of special diploma supplement about the academic qualification of the graduate facilitating employment. Third, introduction of a credit system like ECDS as appropriate means of support of large-scale students' mobility. Fourth, assistance of mobility of students, teachers, researchers, administrative personnel of higher school. Fifth, assistance to the European cooperation of maintenance of quality of education with the purpose of development of comparable criteria and methodology. And sixth, assistance to the formation the necessary European views on higher education. And later, four purposes were added. I mean, social unity and responsibility of high school for its increase, strengthening of integration between science and education, opens of the Europe to the world as a whole, and development of so-called lifelong learning system. If I try to characterize shortly the dynamics of Bologna process at the level of its purposes, I would say that there is a turn from unduly economic orientation of regional scale to social post-industrial orientation in universal space. At the level of more concrete formulation, this conclusion proves to be true because Prague communique has been claimed as a public blessing, that means blessing of non-market type. In Berlin, this formulation has been confirmed and concretized in different directions. These directions are expansion of participation of students in the life of high school, increase of attention to a condition of studies, preservation of European cultural heritage, language variety, and national traditions. In other words, students became competent partners in management of higher education. Let me now highlight some similarities and differences of the present situation in Russia and Europe in these 10 main features. Two-level system of higher education. First of all, I think now it's a question not about two, but three-stage system, which includes third step. I mean postgraduate study or doctoral studies, after which successful end, the degree equivalent to Russian candidates will be granted. A set of the general and special competences mastered on each step becomes now the main thing. By the present time, term competence has not become habitual in Russian higher school environment. However, it's already actively used in the course of development of our education standards. Besides, it is accepted as obligatory moment that each step should prepare not only for the output on the labor market, but also for continuation of education at the following steps. This essential specification of structure of the degrees of higher education became the result of international discussion of the on the context of higher education with participation that's very important of potential employers. If I look at Russian educational standards, they are, in my opinion, overwhelming majority focused just on the second level of academic qualification. I mean preparation of masters or specialists in Russian tradition. Final allocation of the first step, as relatively independent, can be important and useful in Russian higher education school. Our higher school, with its seasonal job involving all hands, every half a year, preserves a habit of emergency work. Therefore, bachelor training as the first step, directed on fastening of execution culture, which basically certainly should be pawned in high school, is not completely superfluous in expenditure of work of our professors and teachers. Speaking not only about the high schools, but also about the employers, I would say that while in Russia there is no well-developed understanding of multi-graduate education, the disappearance of planned economy of Soviet Union, accompanied in our country by at least double reduction of industrial production, did not promote the increase of employers' attention to the quality of young experts. Just now, after some years of revival of Russian economy, after certain imports of modern technological lines and principles, our employers start to estimate the details of experts, of graduates. Transitions from two to three-stage system of higher education in the Europe is just at the beginning. Therefore, for us, it's important to bring the contribution to understanding of features on this third step of higher education, of postgraduate studies. And at the same time, it's very important to clarify it legislatively. In Russia, it now concerns to postgraduate education alongside with doctoral studies. Moreover, the parity of science and education in our country is, in my opinion, close to American than to European. That differs from the latter by greater orientation to scientific competence instead of actually educational competence. Understanding of basic multi-graduate features of higher education and existence of the general domains of competences for various subjects bring us to the necessity to elaborate general methods of an estimation of these competences, irrespective to features of professional specialization. About the diploma supplement. Russia has ratified Lisbon Convention several years ago, but we have not made all necessary steps for its realization. In particular, there is no concept differentiating academic and professional qualification. According to this convention, the academic qualification is certified by the document which is given to a graduate, but not by the record in this document, as we got used. The record in Russian diploma speaks more likely about professional qualification, which either present or absent in European diploma. In the latter case, the document on professional qualification, I mean in European case, if necessary, can be issued by the corresponding professional community, which are not well developed in Russia now. Nevertheless, it's possible to tell that the first purpose of Bologna process is, in many respects, creatively borrowed from our, I mean Russian, long-term practice. Particularity about the whole process of education resulted in traditional Russian diploma supplement allow us to unload the diploma itself from the superfluous information of qualification. Russian employers know this diploma supplement and frequently use it, making the decision on personal question. It would be desirable to note special importance of the reference of the Bologna process participant to Lisbon Convention, because convention, unlike declaration, is the legal document of an obligatory action. Automatism of diploma's recognition as a consequence of increase of graduate mobility is not present and cannot be expected, because Bologna Declaration is just a declaration but not convention. Hardly it's possible to be afraid that Bologna process will come to the end at 2010 with the acceptance of the document of much more obligatory character than declaration. Education, including higher education, is an integral part of national culture and variety of cultures instead of their unification is a value of post-industrial society. About introduction of credit system. This is the third purpose of Bologna Declaration, and this, the basic specification of this system originally created to maintain the students' mobility is now transformed from transition system to accumulating one. It completely corresponds to the tradition developed in Russian higher education schools to fix in the diploma supplement not only the academic progress in each discipline, but also their duration. In the Europe, general understanding of quantitative parameters of credit has developed now enough. And now, to lead our traditional diploma supplement in full conformity to requirements of ECDS, it's necessary to describe precisely all our educational system, having shown in it a place of the academic qualification to which the supplement is given, and to provide the accuracy of translation of all names and the discipline of the disciplines and their kinds of study. Recalculation of all our state educational standards of the high professional education from academic hours and weeks into unified credits would not make the big work. But there is no, in my opinion, big sense in such a mechanical action. Development of new generation state education standards using credit systems and competence approach is the difficult but very useful task for Russian high school. The qualitative step forward can be made only if we will consequently lead lines from target requirements to the graduate expressed in demanded result of training to the structure of an obligatory minimum of contents, I mean knowledge and skills. There is the minimum of content should be expressed not in the academic hours, I mean work of teachers within the limits of traditional technologies, but in conditional credits, which can be used with various educational technology, even, and it's very important, outside the auditorium. The European experience shows the expediency of unification of quantity of education in subject blocks, multiple to 5 credits. In that case, students should have not more than 12 different subjects a year. That perfectly corresponds to the Russian tradition. The experience, including the experience of Russian higher school, shows that transition from hours to credits facilitates development and introduction of new forms of educational management. I mean, modular system, ratings, asynchronous education, etc. Though it's not formally obligatory for such an innovation. The Russian education legislation leaves entirely in charge of higher education schools the decision on of similar question, according to the principles of academic autonomy. However, in my opinion, credit system has a big disadvantage. It cannot account a scientific component of education process. But any other objective system will also fall to account this component. Certainly, results of science should be objective. I mean, they should be checked and repeated. But people do science, and mechanical objectivity is impossible. The trust, the belief, for example, in decency of colleagues is really necessary. Strictly speaking, it concerns not only to a scientific component of education, but also to education as a whole, which represents a circuit of discoveries for a student. That's interesting. Not casually, credits in English refer to trust in Russian and cannot be translated in Russia as credits correctly. Next question, assistance of mobility. That's the fourth purpose of Bologna process, assistance of mobility of students, teachers, researchers, and administrative personnel of higher school. And essential change through the Bologna process in this purpose hasn't occurred. As before, it admits the base to an establishment of all European space of higher education. It's possible to note this item as the basis of incentive stimulus of participation of Bologna process of the main part of European countries in Russia. Mobility meant here results from formation of a uniform top skill labor market in economically uniform Europe now. Russia is now not a part of a uniform economic space in Europe. But Russia is an obvious basis for economic integration of some independent states, several of which do not enter in the geographical boundaries of Europe. Besides, features of geographical, social, and economic conditions in Russia are those that Russia has no objective condition to maintain academic mobility now. Even taking into account the fact that prices for energy carriers in our country are considerably lower than in other countries members of WTO, the tariffs for passengers transportation already noticeably affect mobility. In a greater measure, it concerns to the price for accommodation or for rent. Under such condition, it's more expedient to Russia to develop the mobility by inclusion the modern information technologies in education process. Besides, lack of spatial mobility in Russia can and should be compensated by the raised professional mobility of people with higher education. High ability to training is one of the competitive advantages in our country. Regional aspects of a top skill labor market in Russia are connected to not only relative growth of the cost of moving and real estate, but also to the disappearance of compulsory moving of graduates by their planning distribution as it was in Soviet Union. As a result, we can observe specific to Russia race role of regional higher school, information of the social and cultural environment attractive to realization of vital aspiration of all inhabitants in region. Speaking about quality of education, I would say that in developing of comparable criteria and methodology of quality assurance, the purpose, the initial purpose has changed. First of all, three-level system of quality assurance were precisely allocated. First level, higher school, second, the country, and third, the Europe as a whole. It's recognized now that according to a principle of autonomy of higher education school, the basic responsibility for quality assurance lays on the university. At a national level system of quality, national system of quality assurance must include at least four main parts. First, definition of duties of participating bodies and establishments. Second, rating of programs of and universities, including internal and external estimation, with participation of students and with publication of results. Third, system of accreditation and comparable procedures. And the last, international partnership, cooperation, and creation of a network of agencies specialized on assessment definition of high quality education. What are the similarities and differences? At the European level, it's supposed to create a set of coordinated standards, procedures, and supervising principles for quality assurance to investigate ways of maintenance of the adequate coordinated checking system for quality assurance and accreditation of agencies engaged in assessment of quality. In question of an estimation of education quality at the level of university and educational program, Russia has wide experience because corresponding work was conducted even as a former, in the former Soviet Union. Mobility of students, including virtual mobility, demands creation of transport methods of an estimation of quality, not only for graduates, but also in, on each intermediate step. Without it, I mean, I think too much responsibility lies down on the university, which within the limits of academic freedom should accept independent decision to count or not to count the disciplines studied in other places. And finally, let me discuss the nearest priorities in this field. Progress in promotion to ultimate goal of Bologna process lead to essential changes in priorities. For example, in the Europe, up to a meeting of ministers of education in Bergen in Norway, quality assurance has received the maximum priority. Now, two-level system and recognition of degrees and the period of training follow. On each of these directions, concrete promises of ministers should be fixed. In Russia, it's necessary to note some very important priorities. First of all, participation of students in an estimation of quality and publication of result of this estimation. Second, wide inclusion of employers in educational process, at least at the level of its planning. Third, automatic and free of charge granting of the diploma supplement published on one of the widespread European language. It's easy to notice that all these purposes are achievable in our country and do not threaten preservation and development of achievement and traditions of Russian high school. It's also, in my opinion, possible to hope that active participation of higher school in horizontal contacts, both inside Russia or at the international level, will also promote the improvement of quality of Russian higher education. Thank you very much for your kind attention.
We will now call on our second speaker, Dr. Kasputin will now speak on further matters of the Bologna process.
Thank you very much. I'm very glad to present here to expose you my presentation relating to some questions of legal education in Russia and Bologna process. I'm very glad to be here also. As I remember, some years ago I took part in other meeting of your session, so it's very nice that I can see you again. A little correction. My name is Anatoly Kapustin. Kapustin. I understand that sometimes some people call me Rasputin or like this. But it's not right. So, Kapustin. Kapustin is for Russians not not so difficult to pronounce my name, but I understand that it's not good thing for foreigners. So I, you know, the problem of Bologna process is very very huge, and I try to take only one part of this problem, because I was during last 8 or 6 years I was involved in the process of discussing, of elaborating some documents in this field. So I have a little experience, and I try to explain you some problems which we face here in Russia, and some ideas or ideology of this process, and how can we understand it. I have a very big a very big lecture here, so I try to read it, because some things I don't understand well myself. So outlined the lecture is as follows. First of all, I would like to express you or to convict you that Russia is an integral part of Europe, as it will as it is well known, Bologna process is closely connected with Europe. For us, Russians, Europe is a symbol of prosperity, high quality, and life, and high quality of life, and progress. In spite of many problems which divide Russia and Western countries in the past and that may arise in future, Russia was and always will be the integral part of Europe. Of course, this part of Europe is, has very specific features. It is very huge, restless, and not predictable enough, but is still Europe. Taking in account this natural ties of Russia with European civilization, I would like to ask the question, if Europe is really, first of all, is Europe is really something solid and unique, or this word has different connotations? I think the second hypothesis is right. In fact, it is obvious that Europe has different dimensions. In geographical sense, Europe is a part of the world forming with Asia, the continent named Euro-Asia. Europe itself stretches from the Atlantic to the Urals. We should stress the idea that thanks to Russia, now a considerable part of Asia is covered by European ideals or standards of life. Not without reason, some European leaders say that Europe runs from Brest in France to Vladivostok, the Russia's Far East. From linguistic and cultural points of view, Europe is unique balance between unity and diversity. In fact, most Europeans speak an Indo-European language, and most of those are languages belonging to one of three Indo-European families, Romance, Germanic, or Slavic. At the same time, we can find among those some languages with status of state language are not such as Finno-Ugric, Finnish, Hungarian, Turkic, Turkish, Azeri, Caucasian, Georgian, and Semitic, Maltese. By the way, in Russia, we have most of those languages as minority languages. The classical heritage of ancient Greece and Rome covers most of the region, but to varying degrees in various ways. And it is naturally tempered by other experiences more specific to smaller parts of the continent. It is well known that Russian culture and history is more closely connected to Byzantine spiritual heritage. That's why in the 16th century, Moscow was called as the Third Rome. Politically, Europe includes slightly less than 50 independent states of varying size. One state's territory is less than 1,000 square kilometers. At the time, some other state has more than 170,000 square kilometers, so on. Also, Europe ranging in population from 140 million to around 25,000 people only. And so we can say that the variation degrees of centralization also is in Europe. For instance, some countries are, as France, is a very centralized country. Some others, like Germany, Switzerland, Russia, and others, are federal state. Now, standing that Europe is called often as an old continent, a number of countries have come into existence over the decade or so, mainly through the break of the Soviet Union or Yugoslavia, while others have existed within their current borders for centuries. Internationally, Europe is divided to some international unions or international organizations, two of which, Council of Europe and Organization on Security and Cooperation in Europe, apply for the all European charter. In effect, the Council of Europe has 44 state members, and 45 state members are of Organization on Security and Cooperation in Europe. But I think the structure of the last organization, Organization on Security and Cooperation in Europe, allow me to define this international organization as Euro-Asian North American one, because there are states not only from Europe, also from Asia and from North America. In the same time, the government of Canada, USA, Japan, and Mexico have received the status of the observer as the Council of Europe. It's possible that the influence of this organization is also not only European, but in other parts of the world. And when we say about European Union, this organization includes today 25 member states and realize programs of integration in social, economic, legal and foreign affairs spheres. The Union, European Union, is a good example of dynamic development of economy and policy for the point from the point of large Europe, it can be considered as a sub-regional international organization when at the same time 25 states, member states, it's a big amount, but comparing with Council Europe is, I think, a sub-regional international organization. Among three specified regional European organizations, only two, Council of Europe and EU, are competent to be engaged in questions of education. And within the EU framework, some questions are regulated mainly with maintenance of two basic freedoms of the common market, a freedom of movement of workers, but of course this freedom only is for workers from citizens of EU, and freedom of granting services also by citizens of EU. Although recently in EU the idea to develop cooperation in such fields as general education and vocational training was included in the Constitutional Treaty, Section 11 of the Treaty establishing the European Communities. It is possible to view this organization, to say that also as a sub-regional international organization, we can define commonwealths of independent states, which includes 12 European and Central Asia states. So we can say that CIS is Euro-Asian international organization. By the way, the charter of CIS provides in Article 12 realization of joint projects and programs in the field of education. But it's necessary to note that success in realization of the concept of uniform educational space of CIS is rather modest and a lot of its members have taken orientation to integration in Bologna process. It also, I can add that 48 European states, including all 44 members of the Council of Europe, are participants of the European Cultural Convention, which represents legal frameworks for cooperation of member states of CE in sphere of education and culture. Except the European member states of CE, participants of the Cultural Convention are Belarusia, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Vatican, Monaco, Israel, and the status of observer has the status of the observer in the convention. Europe also is the field of activity for many international non-governmental organizations, and some of them work in education sphere. As an example, we can mention Association of European Universities, which has about 700 members institutions, different national organizations, universities, and so on, and rectors' conferences from most European countries. While ESIB, the National Union of Students in Europe, organizes students from most part of the continent. For us, university professors, the activity of European Association of Educational Law and Policy has considerable interest. The Russian delegation also take part in work of this last association. At last, it is necessary to point out that Europe has a big variety of national educational systems. Even if to take into account the fact that many national educational systems are close enough, each of the European countries has basically its own education system, including the system of higher education. And in some cases, in one country, there can be and more than one educational system. For example, in Belgium, the competence in the sphere of education is handed on a level of communities. Therefore, there are two education systems, Flemish and French systems. Moreover, for primary and secondary education in Belgium, there are available the separate legislative guidelines concerning the Belgian German-speaking community. In Russia, according to the constitution, the federal authorities define the principles of federal policy and elaborate federal programs in the sphere of cultural development of the country, Article 71. But general issues of education are the object of joint jurisdiction of the federal state and the subjects of the Russian Federation, Article 72. The subjects are republics, territories, regions, cities of federal importance, an autonomous region and autonomous areas. For instance, here, St. Petersburg as a city, as a single separate subject of the Federation, because according to our constitution, St. Petersburg or Moscow are cities of federal importance. They have their proper legislation and so on. In practice, the federal law on higher and postgraduate education, which enacted in 1996, offers the federal authorities all important questions of state policy in the field of higher education. For instance, federal legislation on education is the competence of federal organs, federal bodies. Planning of educational development, elaboration and approval of state educational standards, budgetary financing, licensing, quality education control, etc. All these important questions are in competence, are in power of federal state. While on general questions of higher education and postgraduate education, the subject of the Federation shall enjoy full state power, how it calls in our constitution, in matters not belonging to the competence of the federal state. You know, it's very common, very common idea, very common form of defining competence. So in practice, the federal state has the more general, more important powers in the field of education and postgraduate education. So, even the brief review of political and cultural features of the European states evidently shows that in Europe there are not fewer distinctions, if not more, than united movements. All this only emphasizes the ambition and scope of Bologna process and hence imposes a very hard task on researchers and analysis, and I would call to use the cautious approach, which should be understood as the concrete analysis of each object of research concerning possible changes in national educational system. A method of analogous and superficial comparison is not convenient in this case. The second question is Bologna process some implication. I think my my colleague who said before me, he takes this question. And I remember you, in few words, some ideas of this process. In modern literature and mass media, it is accepted to define the efforts undertaken by the European countries, which the purpose to create the European higher education era, by the term Bologna process. The ideological basis of the concept of integration of educational system in European countries were elaborated initially in Bologna Declaration, so-called the Magna Charta Universitatum, proclaimed by lectures of some of the European universities on September 18, 1988. They gathered in Bologna for the ninth century of the oldest university in Europe, Bologna University. Fundamental principle of these declarations represent the most general features of the future system, which have duplicate contrast from of the European higher education era. 10 years after, appeared a new document appeared, which has attached legal value to the public initiative of rectors mentioned above. On May 25, 1998, Minister of Education of four leading West European countries, Great Britain, Germany, Italy, France, have accepted the Sorbonne Joint Declaration on Harmonization of the Architecture of the European Higher Education System. In this document, ministers of education have actually repeated the basis idea of the previous declaration, and have recognized the real prospect of creating an open European era of higher education. A year later, the Minister of Education already of 25 European countries accepted Bologna Declaration, which formulated more precisely the task of the of this process of formation in immediate prospects, but not later than 2010, the era of education in Europe. One of the goals of realizing this project was to increase the international prestige of European higher education. The principal objective of this process are the following ones. First, adoption of a system of easy readable and comparable degrees, including through introduction of distribution of the diploma. Second, adoption of a system essentially based on two main cycles, undergraduate and graduate. Access to the second cycle shall require successful completion of first cycle studies, lasting a minimum duration of 3 years. The second cycle should lead to the master and or doctorate degree. Third, establishment of a system of credit such as in the ECTS system, European Credit Transfer System, as a proper means to promoting the most widespread student mobility. The next, promotion of mobility by overcoming obstacles of the, to the effective exercise of free movement on students and teachers. Promotion of European cooperation in quality assurance with a view to developing comparable criteria and methodologies, and promotion of the necessary European dimensions in higher education, particularly with regards to curriculum development, inter-institutional cooperation, mobility schemes, and integrated programs of study, training, and research. The specified six purposes are the basis ones for formation of the general European higher education era, but not inclusive. The declaration proclaims also some more tasks or less of less importance, which should promote achievement of the basic purposes. Subsequently, a periodically spent meeting of ministers of education of the states participants of Bologna process, these purposes and tasks were specified and concretized in view of stages of reform of higher education. I should add to this that I agree with opinion that Bologna process is closely, for us, for Russians, is closely connected to the EU-Russia relations. The current approach in the EU-Russian integration is to create so-called four common spaces in different fields of cooperation. The roadmap devoted to common space of research and education, including cultural aspects, not only repeats the Bologna process goals and principles, but also gives some practical tools to achieve them. In brief, some words about Russia and Bologna process. As you know, in September 2003, the Berlin meeting of participants of Bologna process Russia was accepted, was joined to Bologna process as a full member, as a full member. Since that time, the Russian government has started the implementation of the norm and principle of this process, especially throughout the harmonization of the national legislation to requirements of Bologna documents. The Ministry of Education of the Russian Federation in 2003 made the decision as an experiment to introduce in Russia the system of the credits similar to ECTS in a number of institutions of higher education in country. Practical preparation began with drafting new legislation on education in Russia. But the given process has considered on time with realization of administrative reform in the country, which mentioned also a control system of education, including higher education. The new Ministry of Education and Sciences of the Russian Federation has developed the whole complex of action to put into practice the Bologna arrangements, which included both organizational, methodological, and legislative measures. At the same time, in the country, among professors and heads of education institutions, a movement to refuse the Russia participation in Bologna process. Started, maintained by a number of rectors of the largest universities of the country. They were objecting against universal transition, i.e. all Russian institutions of higher education to a system based on two main circles of higher education introduction of a system of credits. The part of rectors has expressed the opinion that the usual 5 years program of higher education, so-called specialist program, has fundamental character, and its demolition can cause irreparable damage to the system of higher education in Russia. The situation allows us to say that now in Russia we have both supporters and opponents to reform our system of higher education and its harmonization with requirements of Bologna process. First of all, I should stress at that time that it is not a special Russian phenomenon. As it has been noted by one European specialist, Gracien Lauwers, she is from Brussels, and she is involved in some process of elaboration of Bologna documents. Traditionally, EU member states resist any harmonization policy in education and increase EU competence. The Bologna process seems to contradict this resistance. However, exactly European countries, including principal EU member states, were founders and now are the more active participants of this process. It is necessary to state that while attaining the Bologna objectives, the diversity of cultures, languages, national educational systems, and university autonomy must be fully respected. So we can say that in some European countries, not all participants of Bologna process, not all people from education system are supported of this principle. The supporters of the Russian participation in the process stress that the Bologna process signifies three major globalization trends to which Russia is exposed. First, one can speak of a larger process shaping the global intellectual landscape, the international academic mobility. The processes of academic mobility, exchange, and standardization are therefore an essential part of the information age. Second, the Bologna process is a part of the emerging knowledge economy. In today's world, knowledge has turned into a major factor of production, given the highest return for investments. Third, the emergence of the Bologna process is closely related to the changing patterns of power and influence in today's world. The traditional measures of state power, territory, natural resources, military powers, called the hard power, are giving way to factors of soft power, competitive economy, effective governance, proactive diplomacy and moral authority, an attractive international image of the nation, and the quality of its human potential. The Bologna process is therefore a soft power option for Russia, a mean to upgrade its global attractiveness and competitiveness, and to capitalize on its most precious national resources, the human potential. The opponents to the Russian convergence with Bologna process argued for following consideration. Rejection of fundamentality, i.e. abstract science focus, traditionally in Russian higher school. Compulsory introduction of non-linear linear educational trajectories, courses of choice in all disciplines from the first up to a final grade level in each level of higher education. Imposing the modular approach, compulsory use of distance learning, mass production of the under-educated bachelors, and reassessment of the Bologna process by the students in Europe itself. It's not my task to analyze now the quality of these arguments, but I can say that in some of these arguments, we can observe the elements of exaggeration of possible difficulties in the way of implementing Bologna principles in Russian institution of higher education. And at the same time, the simplification of this quite complex process of convergence of all European higher education systems. The educational legal community of Russia was more tolerant concerning the idea of transition of the higher higher legal education of the country to criteria of Bologna process. The Federalization of Law Schools of Russia, the annual general meeting in April 2004, attended the report on prospects of development of the higher legal education in view of Europeization of the Russian system of higher education, and decided to continue work to elaborate their own position on this question, which should be based on the Russian legislation on education. In April 2005, at the following annual assembly, participants of the Federalization of Law Schools of Russia approved efforts of the government of Russia on reforming the Russian higher education, including the higher legal education, and asked tasked to develop and elaborate new bills to reform the higher legal education. Thus, we can say that the Russian legal education public has shown high responsibility for the destiny of the Russian legal education and has expressed readiness for constructive cooperation with the government of the country in reforming higher education and its harmonization with requirements of Bologna process. I, as a professor, I prepare some in my lecture some part of the legal nature of this process. But I can say that regarding this discussion on the necessity of Russian participation in the process of European integration of higher educational systems, I consider. It is useful to take into account two aspects of this phenomenon. On the one hand, Bologna process is obviously the subject of state educational policy, and as such, it will take internal legislation measures, changes in educational management, technologies of education, etc. On the other hand, it is clearly international legal process which should harmonize the interest of national sovereignty of state participants with the needs of globalization of higher education sphere. Taking into account the last suggestion, I think it will be useful to present here very briefly an international legal evaluation or estimation of the Bologna process phenomenon. I think we can, this some part of opponents also like to speak about Bologna threat and so on using legal argumentation. And I think the Bologna process itself can be defined as, from my point of view, as the coordinated policy by state agencies responsible for national education in the appropriate countries, which primary goals consist in reforming higher education in these countries to achieve the certain level of its unification or harmonization by acceptance of obligation on a lot of the conditions describing various parameters of systems of higher education in European states. If to try to formulate international legal frameworks or legal basis of Bologna process, it is necessary to take into account that till now there has not been accepted any international legal or other legal document which would establish a precise obligation for participants in this process. At the same time, within the framework of pursuing the appropriate policy, the bodies of cooperation generated criteria of membership and produced a number of other procedural norms. I try to explain that from my point of view, if we can say that Bologna process now is some informal international organization. It's interstate organization because the central agencies responsible for education policy are involved in this process, but it's for instance, organization on security and cooperation in Europe during two decades was only some intermediate between organization and conference. I think the same thing we have here in Bologna process. And I think the had international obligation, we can all state participants can take only or will take only in after 2010. So now we are in the period of preparation, elaboration, and so on. So it is a very soft process to harmonization of state policies and internal legislation on education. If we say some words, I don't know, I have time or no, because I have. Okay. I want to say, to explain you some features of the system of Russian higher legal education. First of all, I would like to say that there is not any special law or legal act concerning legal education in Russia. We follow general practice in this field because we have two principal laws, the law, federal law on education of 1992 and the law on the higher and postgraduate education of 1996. And this law are basis for every kind of education. Primary, secondary, and higher education. So the legal higher education is regulated, but especially by the law on the higher and postgraduate education, 1996. the higher legal education is carried out on the basis of the state educational standards, which are intended for maintenance of quality of higher and postgraduate education, unity of educational space of Russia, a basis for an objective evaluation of activity of higher educational institution, a recognition and an establishment of equivalence of documents in the foreign states about the higher and postgraduate education. Now we develop so-called third generation of state educational standards, which should be, which should take into account requirements of Bologna process. The main changes which we expect from this new generation of state educational standards, obviously, mean transition to its consult from so-called to so-called competent approach instead of traditional subject-oriented approach, which is now regulating the contents of the state educational standards. The higher education, the higher legal education of our country has today multi-stage character. According to Article 6 of the law on the higher and postgraduate education of 1996, the following stage of the higher education are established in Russia. The higher education conformed with assignment to the person successfully passed final certification, qualifications or degree bachelor. The higher education confirmatory assignment to the person successfully passed final certification, qualification, degree, the diploma of specialist or the diploma certificate specialist degree. And the higher education confirmatory assignment to the person successfully passed final certification, qualification, degree, master. The bachelor degree is 4 years, the diploma of specialist needs 5 years of studying, and the master degree is after bachelor, if the person receives bachelor diploma, and it takes 2 years of studying. Also, in Russia now we have not only multi-stage system, but we can realize educational program in different forms of educational institution or educational establishment, as we say. For instance, some part of our law faculties or law institutions are private, and others state. I would like to say still state, because now we prepare some amendments to the law of education, and maybe in close future we have some changes in this field. But for instance, St. Petersburg State University, where we are, where we hold our conference, is a state university. But at the same time, in St. Petersburg, there are a lot of not state or private law schools. I don't know how many, but in Moscow it's about 300 law schools, except state law school. But maybe 150 or 200 law schools here in St. Petersburg. Little new so-called institutions or colleges and so on. So we have different ways to realize the right on education in Russia, on legal education especially. I think this brief picture, brief exposition helped me to or allow me to expose some ways how to elaborate practical steps of harmonization of Russian higher legal education to Bologna, with Bologna criteria or with Bologna principles. First of all, I think it's necessary to make the next practical steps. I read this, it's not, first of all, I think that it is possible to allocate the following directions of activity of harmonization of the Russian legal education with criteria of Bologna process. Preparation of legislative amendments in the current Russian legal, in the current Russian legislation on education, it is possible to continue this work within the framework of drafting the code on education. During the last 8 or 7 years, we drafting the code of education. It's the change of governments has influence in this process, because 4 or 3 years we drafting the code, then stop. And then we continue this process. Now, the summer was created on a group of lawyers to prepare a new draft code on education. I'm a member of this group, and I hope we can use this possibility to introduce new principles of education contained in Bologna documents. The second way, or the second step, is practical and methodological, has practical and methodological character. I think it's necessary to develop normative and methodological documents on transition to ECTS system and other elements of providing mobility of Russian students and teachers. The mobility of students and teachers is not an easy question. I understand it involves financial questions, some other things and so on. But I think if we, especially the law schools, which now realize in two circles scheme of studying, law, we should now to prepare for passing or transforming transition to ECTS system. For instance, in my law school, we, from this year, the first course began to study on these new principles. So we we should have experience for 3 or 5 years to see how it we can use it. It's necessary to elaborate some normative methodological documents and so on, and then to exchange our opinion and our documents inside among our law schools, and we can prepare some documents for federal or maybe subject of the federation level. the sort way is, has social and financial character. It's necessary to search of resources for maintenance of reform of higher education according to Bologna and other European standards. It's the idea is that, for instance, my faculty of St. Petersburg or others which try to introduce Bologna process, we find resources, financial resources, first of all, to realize these ideas. They help from the state is it's very abstract. They also only support, moral support, not any funds for realize these ideas and so on. I think if inside of this project of federal project of supporting education, if we can receive some funds, I think it will be useful to continue this work. I think it's necessary to maintain the simplification of existing scheme of degree of higher, of higher legal education. It is necessary to pass from three-level system to two-level system to establish a system of easy, readable, and comparable degrees of legal education. I think it is not only the requirement of Bologna process, but also the need to make more logic and consistent the existing graduation of Russian legal education. It's really very difficult to explain why we have 3 degrees, not one or two. You know, when somebody from foreign countries asks me which is the difference between master or a specialist, I have a big difficulty.